Glory to God. Welcome to Wonder and Reality. I want to present something that is serious. It's also, I believe, glorious and reveals this glorious, it reveals much about this glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to state it and then try to explain. I want to be as short as possible because our walk with Jesus is simple. Amen. Here's the general principle. It could be that whether or not people get saved is completely up to us, and whether or not we get the glorious presence of Jesus, the anointing. That could be true. Now, I say could be because, you know, this glorious walk with Jesus is a mystery, a glorious mystery that for all of eternity we will be in awe of Him, of our great and awesome God, the God of the universe, the one true God. Amen. And His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We can't explain everything, but we do know things from Scripture, and we know them even just with our intuition, even if we didn't have a Bible. But here's the general explanation. You know, the only thing that gets results in this glorious walk with Jesus Christ, the only thing that gets any results at all, is the Holy Spirit, the precious Holy Spirit, the anointing, the presence of Jesus. Remember, Jesus said, "That which gives life is the Spirit. It's the Spirit that quickens and gives life. The flesh profits nothing." All right, so how do we get the Holy Spirit? Well, it's up to us. It's up to us if we get the anointing, just like everything in our walk with Jesus Christ. I mean, everything in our response to God is up to us. And this reveals this glorious truth, revelation, that if somebody receives, it's just glorious, that God made us in His image. He made us in His image. This is glorious. So it's up to us whether or not we get the anointing, and it's only the anointing that gets people saved. Now, at the same time, we could go on the other side of the coin and say, well, it's only God that saves people. And that's true. That's absolutely true. We have nothing to do with it. So wait, which one is it? It's both. Just like this series is both and. It's both of those. But it's clear from Scripture that everything in our walk with Jesus is up to us, and that we will be judged according to our works. Yes, we're saved only by Jesus Christ and His blood, but we're going to be judged according to our works. And that's in Revelation and other places. So, I'm not trying to win a debate. I'm presenting something that's serious, but also it's the intention of this short message is to reveal the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, which is He's our everything, He's our only thing, He's the most important thing for all of us. Glory to God. And it really hits home, you know, doesn't it? It's like, wow, this is serious. I mean, this is, and if somebody's not, you know, I'm an evangelist, but someone else they may be in some other ministry. Well, the only, no matter what ministry we're in, no matter what we're doing in our walk with God, the only results are from the whole, or if the Holy Spirit does them. Amen. So what's the answer? Simple. Just seek Him with all our heart. Love Him with all of our heart. Love Him with everything we have. And love our neighbor as ourselves. Well, and of course other things too. We've discussed those, but thank you for listening. More soon.